I'd like to welcome y'all.
What?
To the team crew. Podcast show. How y'all feeling today? It is Thursdays. Zay, I like to call Thursdays Thankful Thursdays. So I hope y'all staying thankful going into 24, I like to call 24 Black Mamba year mentality, all 24. Yes indeed. Welcome to the Team Pool Podcast Show. It is your favorite host, Jazz. And I got somebody back in the building with me today. It's been a while.
It's been a minute, definitely.
Oh, you sound real good in my headphones right now.
Yeah.
I like the vibe. What you say? What? Well, we gonna ruffle some feathers today.
Oh yeah, definitely.
The topic is,
some people ain't gonna like me after this. I ain't gonna lie.
The topic is reality check versus emotions check. Woo! I like what we doing, Zay.
Oh, a lot of people not gonna agree with that statement.
I like that breakdown too, though. Let's get into it. Welcome to the Team Pool Podcast Show, everybody. This show is brought to you by the Youth Development Team. Welcome to the Team Pool Podcast Show, and we in here today. Zay, what's happening?
What's up, Yemi?
How you feeling, Zay?
I'm feeling all right. As I've talked to you outside of this already, so as you know, I didn't have the best start to the year. Definitely,
did not have the best start to the year, but you are alive and well, young sir.
Right, I'm thankful. Right, seeing as you say, it's Thankful Thursday. I'm feeling thankful to be here, to be able to do this.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm hot.
Right, it's my first time back.
You literally surprised me when you walked in here today.
Yeah, I know, because I didn't. Because you text, but I didn't text back because I'm like, all right, I'm gonna come up here, surprise her. Like, she gonna be so happy to see me. And then you was.
I definitely was like, oh snap.
Yeah.
It definitely gave her old snap kind of moment, man.
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm alive, right?
Absolutely. 100%.
I haven't been here in what, 2 months, maybe? I've definitely haven't been recording. So
right.
It's like, I'm back. Yeah. And
so, as I mentioned, today's topic is reality check versus emotions check.
Right.
Now, before we get into this conversation, Zay, I'm happy to have you back on the show. You bring a different vibe to the show. Mm. You bring a different perspective to the show. And just another way of thinking, mainly from a male's perspective, but you can kind of tap into the women's side too. So I think the audience is going to enjoy the topic today.
Right.
But I think when I, like, reality check, I think we need to have daily reality check.
This is a conversation with, that definitely
with ourselves, though. Because whether it's good or bad, we should know where we are for ourselves. Like, right. I think we should be checking in with ourselves on a daily just to assess what goes on around us, what happens in our daily lives. Reality checks are important, man, because I'm pretty sure you guys have heard the saying, perception is reality.
Right.
But I wanna say something to that, because perception is only reality when the reality is actually happening. So perception is what people think.
Right.
So it's like if you're thinking something, that's fine. You could think what you want.
Right.
But if whatever you're thinking isn't happening, then how is that reality? Right?
Right. Like, I'd like to say that, like, reality is relative. Right? So in my realm of reality, if I don't know something. It technically does not exist within the plane of reality that I'm on. Like, if you think about it, before discovering an animal, we don't know it exists. So in all actuality, technically, in our realms of reality, it does not exist. Because if you look at it this way, no one can tell me the name of an eight-eyed, six-legged animal, but that don't mean it doesn't exist. It just doesn't exist to us.
Right.
So,
yeah, and I think what we see in reality also happens in real time. Like, when it's real, it's happening as you looking at your watch and checking the time and the hour and the minutes. It's happening, happening. Like, it's not something that was pre-recorded. It's not something that was pre-rehearsed. It's happening and happening now.
Right.
It's happening in the present. So for emotions check, though, which is also, you know, a good component to kind of go versus with reality, because a lot of times we react out of emotion without assessing the situation. We don't evaluate or take a step back to reevaluate what is happening around us, because if you mad with somebody, whether it was whoever fault it was, it doesn't matter. Your reaction to why you mad at them, more than likely is gonna be because you mad at the time. So you're doing whatever your emotions tell you to do.
Right.
So this particular show, we gonna share some things on how you can channel your emotions, how you can
address them,
self-check your own emotions before you try to just put all of what you are feeling on the next person.
Right.
And reality is happening in real time. So you gotta know, you know, is my reality now truthful to me?
And it's funny, right? Because I try my hardest not to get angry at people. If I'm ever angry, it's more than likely at like the actions of myself. Because, you know, maybe I didn't know, or maybe I did know and still did it. Because anger, in essence, when it comes to like other people, is the brain punishing itself for the actions of someone else. That's why it's no point in you getting angry at a person, because that's not going to change the action. You may not like it. You don't got to like it. But you punishing yourself for getting upset and angry, that's not affecting their mood. That's not affecting their mind. It's not affecting them physically unless you physically interact with that person. But you getting angry at someone else, it's not going to help.
The physical attraction piece of that, like when you're angry and it's like you want to resolve the situation.
Right.
But in order for you to resolve it how you really want to resolve it, people always say, well, like, hey, that's a face-to-face conversation.
Right.
And then once you get face-to-face with the person who you angry with, it's like, are we going to really sit down as adults and really address the situation? Or we both just going to start the conversation off? We already in our feelings.
Right, so like
feelings
yelling.
So feelings is already driving the conversation. And it's like, wait, hold on. We understand why we were mad, but I can't fix the situation with you if I'm already stepping to you, being in my feelings already. Like
that ties into what today's topic is, reality versus emotion. Because reality is there's an issue that needs to be solved. Yo, for now, you need to come together to solve it. Now, emotionally, you might want to take that a different way. Reality is there's an issue. Emotionally, you might react in a way that, like, doesn't really help solve the issue. That's why when it comes to like reality versus like emotionally, reality can often differ from emotion, because the way you feel about something doesn't change what happened.
Absolutely.
Right.
100%. So are you often honest about your emotions? Let's talk about it. Like, are you often honest about where you are emotionally.
You know what's crazy, right? For the longest time, I wasn't.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest. Like, I was that person that, like, if something was wrong with me, I wouldn't say a thing. And that was when, like, a lot of teens now, or a lot of people now in general, that was when, like, depression sets in. Because that's what, you know, mostly caused that. You feel alone in that headspace, which often leads you to, like, depression and anxiety and all these other things. But for the longest time, I wasn't, right? Mm-hmm. Now I've gotten better at it. Like, now if something's wrong with me, yeah, I may not talk to the person that did it, because maybe in that moment I'm not able to express to you why I got upset at you. But I'll go off, maybe talk to somebody else, or I'll go off, allow myself to come down from whatever emotion I'm having, then come back to you. Because at the end of the day, you commuting, communicating, right?
Mm-hmm.
How their actions affected you is a lot more effective than me just being like, in that moment, like, punch somebody in the face. Like, that's not gonna help. That's gonna make it worse.
Hmm.
All right.
So, me taking a pause to really think about this first question, are you often honest about your emotions and where you are? I think the first thing that comes to mind is, are you acknowledging what kind of emotion it is first?
Right,
like, because if you know what kind of emotion it is, you can now be honest with yourself and say, hey, look, this is what it is. This is why I'm feeling this way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's no guarantee that you gonna get over that feeling in 20 minutes, in 30 minutes. It might take some time. Something may have happened that may have triggered that situation. Because sometimes people could have emotions and somebody's response could be, all right, get over it. Now what? What's next?
Right.
But people's mindset ain't always that at that level of maturity where they could just, at the snap of their fingers, get over the situation. It has to be assessed. It has to be processed. And then you got to know how to maneuver to come to a real solution.
Right.
That's going to provide you real results. Right. Like, we not playing with nobody out here. We not babysitting nobody. And that's the problem. People think that not talking a lot of the times is the answer.
Right.
No one knows what you're thinking on a day-to-day. Thoughts change rapidly. So it's like, if you're not speaking to somebody about what's happening, how somebody supposed to know? I'm not. We not mind readers over here.
There's a couple people that need, I ain't going to lie, I don't mean to cut you off, but there's a couple people that need to hear that message.
We not mind readers. So if you don't express to us,
Snap, call Shorty. She need to hear this. We got a couple people that need to hear this one. I'm just saying.
If you're not telling us, if you're not expressing that, we don't know what you're thinking. So if I don't know what you're thinking, how am I going to properly address the situation to make it better? But a lot of times, we don't even acknowledge that the emotion is even happening.
And it's funny, right? Because, like, when it comes to reality versus emotion, it often ties to maturity in some way. Because maturity sometimes is, okay, I'm feeling this way, but in reality, that's not going to help. So emotionally, yeah, I may be upset at this, but reality is most people not going to care about my feelings. Reality is they're not responsible for my feelings. No matter how they fit into the space in which I occupy, which is whether it's mother, father, brother, sister, partner, friend, they're not responsible for your emotions. And most people often try to be like, oh, it's just the emotional maturity that, you know, most people think emotional maturity is how they cater to someone else's feelings. No, emotional maturity is understanding your own feelings and then using that as a basis to how you react to someone else's. Emotional maturity is, okay, given if I was in your situation, I will react like this or I will react like that. How can I apply that to my interaction with you? Because if, let's say for instance, we have a disagreement, right? Like mental maturity and emotionally maturity is often like, okay, I see I've upset this person, right? Like I said, I see I upset you, right? What can I say that like either A, help the situation, or B, de-escalate it? Because emotional maturity isn't always verbal. It's sometimes understanding how you've like affected someone and then you react based on that.
Right. So honesty though, that honesty piece, man, because
yeah.
I think nowadays we like to cover it up.
Right, like nothing's wrong.
We like to mess up how we feel, or we like to tell a little bit of the story.
Right, like Jazz Skinner.
Instead of actually telling the story.
Man, I don't think you understand how like, real that sentence
you,
was,
you
man.
Know what I'm saying? Like we might give you a little 25-30%, but we ain't gonna go the whole 100.
Listen
because
to me.
we don't want everybody in right. our business, and that's okay because and let me say this.
Right.
Now I'm gonna say this again. Everything isn't for everybody. So everybody's not gonna understand your level of thinking.
Listen to me.
If this is your first time tuning into the Teen Crew Podcast Show, welcome.
Right.
This is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So if we hit home on some of these topics,
that's what we
want
to
do.
Right. We using our life experiences to speak on positive. If you don't agree, I mean, hey, keep watching.
I just feel like the honesty piece though. Like when it's somebody's in the studio hanging out with us today, just stepped out. Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. It's actually Zay's brother, man. Zay's brother came to hang out with us.
Right, my twin.
Came to hang out with us today. But that honesty piece, man, I think it serves any situation good when the person is honest about what they're feeling at that time. Because now, when they honest, you know how to maneuver. You know how to adapt. You know what's going to go and what's not going to go right. in that particular moment.
And then the thing about it is sometimes honesty isn't about you talking to somebody else about your feelings. Because if you honest with them about how you're feeling, but you ain't honest with yourself, it's still a lie. Because being honest with yourself about a situation comes first. Because, okay, say for instance you do something, right, that affects another person. If you blame that person, that's still how you honestly feel. Like if your brain is wired to blame someone else for your mistakes, that's how you honestly feel. But it's not the truth, nonetheless. Like, say for instance, me and you got into an argument. That was completely my fault, right? But I feel like more often than not, people trick themselves into believing that, like, even though I did this, it was what you said that set me off. Or they try to blame someone else for the reaction. Like, granted, maybe I could have worded something better. Maybe I did something that I shouldn't have. But you engaging in that argument didn't help. For every action there's a reaction, right? So you telling the situation to somebody else but trying to make it seem like I'm in the wrong, it's still a lie. That may be how you honestly feel. You may honestly feel like I was in the wrong, but guess what, it's still a lie. Being honest with yourself is crucial for honesty to another person. Because if let's say, for instance, something's wrong with me. And you can tell something's wrong with me, but you ask me. If I feel like it'll be nothing to you, and I say nothing, that's me honestly telling you that, like, it ain't gonna be nothing to you. But that don't mean it's actually nothing. Something is wrong with me, definitely. But if I feel like it'll be nothing to you, and I'd be like, nothing, it's not important, I'm not lying to you. I'm lying to myself.
Yeah.
Right. So honesty with yourself comes before with a person.
It's something, but they're not going to take it or think about it in the magnitude that you may be
right.
on the level that you're thinking about it on. So that's why you're saying it's nothing, because you're going to expect them to have some type of level of agreeance to mm-hmm. what you're feeling. Okay. And if that's not where they are, you like, man, all right, I don't even know why I was even talking to you, because right, like, apparently okay. this ain't going nowhere.
Right, like, okay, story time. Right, story time. I told you I was going to tell this. Well, I didn't tell you what the story was, but I told you that I had a story for this, right? So I wasn't in a relationship, right? But I was talking to this girl. We was talking for 5 months.
Okay. Please don't let the door slam. Welcome to the Ten Cool Podcast Show. Thank you.
Right, like, I was just talking to this girl, right?
Okay.
I'm not going to name drop. We ain't going to name no names or tell no tales, but I was just talking to this girl, right? Mm-hmm. So, the whole issue with it, and I'm being honest with you, like, this will be one of those ones, like, it'll sound like I'm trying to play myself up, like, oh, he just done this because he wanted her to look at, no. So, and this goes both ways, like, men do this, female do this, it's a problem in general. So, I tried to communicate with her, because we was talking for 5 months, and the whole time, it was like, she was constantly making excuses for why she couldn't communicate with me. And a couple of days ago, we was on the phone, and I asked her, like, hey, something's been off the last couple of days, and you talked to me a little bit about it, but I want to know, like, what's going on? And she didn't take the conversation seriously. And then my whole thing was, I felt like she was lying to me, and then she wasn't communicating with me. So I broke my issue to her, because, like I said, I've become pretty good at, like, expressing my feelings to other people, right? Like, I may not be the most sensitive person, don't get me wrong, but I can express the feelings I do have to someone else. So we was talking, I was like, hey, I know, we were talking, yada, yada. I get to a point that I'm like, I get you talk to other people, and that's a good thing, but I need you to talk to me too. Like, even if you don't talk to me first, if I ask you about something, don't lie to me and tell me it's nothing. Be honest with me, right?
Right. Effective communication.
Right. I didn't ask if it's something in regards to me. I asked, is there something wrong? I didn't ask, did I do something wrong? So don't be like it's nothing, because you think it's gonna be nothing to me, because I didn't ask if it's something to me. I asked if there's something wrong with you, right? So I, like, I know you go to other people. We have a mutual friend. So I was like, you know, I know you talk to so-and-so. They was like, I don't talk to so-and-so. I barely even talked. The last time I talked to them was when, you know, I checked on them because they was going through something. I'm like, I was on the phone with them when you was texting about what was going on between me and you that you did not tell me about. And she, like, she listen to me. They can't see me, but look me in my eyes. She said to me dead in my face, so she can't keep her mouth closed. I have never hung up a phone so fast a day in my life. I just expressed to you over an hour and a half conversation that I don't like you lying to me, and I feel like you want to communicate. You was feeding me the yes, I understand, I'll try to work on it. And then in that same conversation, you do it. Yeah, let's just say after that, not talking to her no more. I don't got time for the games. We getting too old for that, sweetheart. You're 20. I'm 19. I'm the one that's supposed to be childish. Well, I'm not supposed to be childish, but, like, you would think that I would be the childish one, or I would be the one that has problems with communicating because I'm younger. No. And it's like, age doesn't equal maturity, and I feel like some people get that, because emotional maturity isn't always reality.
Right. I mean, like, experience is always the best teacher.
Right. Like, I've had a lot of experience because, like I said, I wasn't always the best at communicating. It was like, my reality was I had to get better to try to, like, not only be with someone else, but be a better me. I would like to think I'm a pretty good dude nowadays. I didn't used to be this way. This is the me of now is built on the experiences that I went through. Before, like, today, yesterday, before I became this person. And I feel like people don't often appreciate that sometimes. Not even just about me, but in people in general. Like, don't never forget, the person that you meet or the person that you interact with is built off of the experiences of their past.
Absolutely, 100%.
So don't.
And then it's about, too, is you taking your past experiences and you evaluating them or moving on from them,
right,
for something better to come out of the situation or to grow you to be a better you.
Right, like you reality needs to set in at one point and be like, okay, they may have hurt me, right? But I chose to stay. So the reality is, it's not all their fault. Emotionally, you might want to think it's all their fault because they hurt you. Yes, cute. But you stayed when they hurt you. You still talk to them when they hurt you. You tried to hurt them back when they hurt you. Which is like, it's emotionally how you feel, but sometimes realistically, that's not the best option. But people don't often want reality. They just want to feel better. And sometimes reality is, you're not going to feel better when you leave this person. Like, if you want to break up with someone that's like you love, but, you know, doesn't like, it doesn't give you what you really need in a relationship, you're not going to feel good. But you still need to do it.
The reality of the situation is, though, is like, if you love a person enough and you love them genuinely and unconditionally, regardless of what happens in life,
mm-hmm.
y'all don't gotta be on the same path. You don't gotta be in the same lane.
Right.
But if y'all decide to part ways mm-hmm. for whatever reason,
that don't mean y'all stop loving each other.
Right. Because for me, it's like, when you love without reasoning,
mm-hmm.
that is the most genuine love you can ever experience, because you don't have a reason
to
love that person. You're loving them because
they are them. They are who they are.
And it's the right thing to do. You don't have to have a reason. Loving without reasoning
right.
is the best form of love. And it's like, you give love in the capacity of where they know it's coming from a real place.
Right, like, I'm not going to
It's not like, oh, I only love this person because they doing such and such, such and such.
Right, like, I'm not going to lie to you. I have love for exes that I'll never choose to be with again. That just because we're not together doesn't mean I don't love you. It doesn't mean that the care that we built up over our relationship ain't going to go away. But I don't have to be with you to love you. There's different kinds of love. I can love you like romantically and still choose not to be with you. Like, I can want to be with you so bad, but that don't mean I gotta do it.
Yeah, and that's in a space where you know what you're looking for and you know mm-hmm. what you want.
Like, if that person
isn't the person that's gonna match what you have, or they know what you want, but mm-hmm. but they also know that they ain't the right person to give it to you.
Right.
It's okay for me to love you in a different way, but right. I have to pursue something else that's gonna fulfill that need.
Right, and the same is true for like any relationship you have, family, friends. Like, you can love your family, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean you have to want to be around them. That doesn't mean you have to stay with them if they try to do something. Like, you can love them from afar with a friend. You can love somebody as much as you want, but if you see that, like, they're influencing you in a negative way, that don't mean you still gotta be around them. That don't mean you still, like, you can still be friends with a person and not be around them every day. There's some people that I talk to maybe like once every 2 months to check to see if they're still alive. That don't mean I love them any less. It just means I'm on a different path than them.
Yeah. And it's okay, because we all gonna travel down different paths. But right. but like I said, when you love without reasoning, it's gonna come back if it's genuine.
Right. Like, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. That doesn't mean that you try to force it, though. I like people often try to force relationships of any kind. And I'm like, forced relationships will always break. That's like, okay, I don't know if you're familiar with the art of like blacksmithing, but if you try to force it instead of letting it go through the process that it needs to go through, it'll break. See, for instance, I'm making something, right? It's something small, like glass working. I don't know. But I try to, like, rush forming the glass. How long you think that glass gonna hold up? It might look pretty in the beginning, but bad work is still bad work. problems are going to pop up, and that is going to break because it's not strong enough to hold.
I get it, man. Right. I get it. So, do you self-check your emotions?
Self-check my...
Do you... Let me say it again for the people in the back. Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. Do you self-check your emotions?
My emotions, yes. That don't mean I'm always the most realistic, though.
Okay.
Because I can admit, sometimes I make terrible decisions. I let my emotions guide me sometimes. Like, if I love a person, I'll look past some of the things that they've done. Right?
Yeah.
Which, like, granted, isn't always the best thing. Sometimes I find myself making excuses because I'm like, oh, they've been through this, so it's understandable what they did through this right now. But if I stay and try to help them, which I'm not saying is a bad thing, but if I stay and try to help them, then maybe they'll change for me. No, that person needs to change for themselves.
But sometimes, though, because I've been in situations where you see the reality of the situation.
Right.
And you care about a person enough to assist in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, people will care about you and show love to you so much.
Right.
That whatever you say to them is like gold. Whatever you say, they value that.
And that's the reality of some people.
Yeah, like, so if you have somebody that will change for themselves, but also will change for you, that is the level of value that a lot of people ain't gonna be able to reach, because it's a lot of things that, like, even with me, even with business too, when I'm making business decisions and I go talk to my team about it or whatever, it's certain people on my team that I know will only do certain things because of me, because it's coming from my mouth, even if it's other people involved.
And that's the difference between emotional reality
and
genuine reality.
Yeah, like, they won't move
because
if somebody else says something.
Genuine reality is sometimes that they'll actually do it just because it's you. And emotional reality is you think they'll do it because you love them, and you think by extension that means they love you back. Which isn't always the case, unfortunately. So an emotional reality is, I love this person so much that I think they'll change for me. Sometimes a genuine reality is that way. Or a genuine reality could be like, they love me, I love them. So we'll see if they are willing to change. And sometimes that is the genuine reality, that they will change. An emotional reality, all it is I feel. I feel like they'll change because I love them so much. No, if you love them a lot but they don't love you back, your love doesn't mean much, sweetheart.
Accurate information, man. Isaiah, man. I think we helping the listeners out today, man.
Man, like,
I think they gonna play this show back a couple times. So we real deep into the show right now, and y'all know that we have to go to a commercial
break.
To a commercial break, because I got to continue to keep everything going in the studio. I appreciate every single person who tunes in to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. Thank you very much. But we got to pay these bills so they can keep having your girl come back in here and get y'all this and drop these gems for real. So I'm going to go ahead and play this next record, and we're going to see y'all in a minute. All right, peace.
Thank you.
Green Crew Podcast Show gives real perspectives. Feel welcome back to the T Crew Podcast Show. It is your favorite host, Jazz, from the CR division, and I got my guy.
All right, the boy Zay and Jay Emmy.
Zay up in here, man. Zay, welcome back, man. It's good. It's good vibes, good real mellow vibes in the studio today. So, do you know the place where your emotions stem from? This is a two-part question.
Physically,
hold up. Do you know the place where your emotions stem from? Mm-hmm. Can you identify the place where your emotions come from? Because a lot of times when we have emotions, they can come from a lot of different places.
Right.
A lot of things can happen in the course of a day. But can we really pinpoint and really identify where the emotion is really coming from? Like, can we get to the root of the problem so you can get a real solid, concrete solution?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because and I don't want people to get confused, because we're not just talking about, you know, bad emotions, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't necessarily have to be bad.
Mm.
It can be good emotion too. Right. If there is a such thing as having happy tears and being and having good emotion,
right?
It's okay to have emotion, period, good or bad. Once again, before you can put any kind of title in front of your name, you are a human being first. God made you with emotions. Now, with women, we have a hormone called estrogen, right? So we women are emotional creatures, right? But the maturity level within our emotions and what we feel comes when we know where the emotion is coming from and how you direct your emotions and adapt to the emotion. In a healthy way. Yep, I was going right there with Great Dad Zay. We tapped in. So I think it's real important for the listeners to know, like, how we can identify where these emotions come from. And like I said, it doesn't have to be bad. It can be good emotion. You know, emotion is healthy. Crying is healthy.
Right.
Don't let nobody tell you crying isn't healthy. Guys, welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast.
I'm not gonna lie to you. That last guys is exactly.
Don't let no one tell you that emotions and crying isn't healthy.
Right.
It's okay to be emotional. I'm gonna tell you why. Because crying and emotions are like medicine, man. It's like medicine, you know. So once you get it out, that's your cure. Like, you know what I'm saying? Once you release it, you good money.
Right, but the thing about it is, I'm not gonna lie to you, I love what you were saying. I hated something you said, and I'm gonna tell you why. Right. I hate the saying that women are emotional creatures.
We are.
No, I'm not saying you're not. Oh. Right. But I'm saying, instead of being like, women in general are just emotional creatures, people are emotional creatures. And I'm gonna tell you why. I have met plenty of men who I've known to be more emotional than women. And I'm not saying that, you know, majority, but a good amount of women are like really emotional, because I've met a lot of different people throughout my time. Even though I haven't been on here for long, you run into a lot of different people, especially when, like, you moving from place to place, so you experiencing new environments, you going into places you haven't been before, so you meet new people. I hate the saying that women are emotional creatures simply for a fact of emotion doesn't have a gender. Maybe some, and it's funny because women express their emotions more. Now, whether that's healthy or unhealthy is, you know, it's up in the air. It's from person to person. But you can't just put emotion to one gender because people are creatures of emotion. Everyone has them. Just most of the time, I don't know why. I don't know when this started. I don't know where it started. Right. Most men choose not to express it, which I find really stupid. I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm saying this like as a man myself. It's really dumb. But nonetheless, men have emotion. It's just sometimes don't express it. I'm not going to lie. This is one of the few times where I'd be like most of the time and don't express it. Because I can't even be like we aren't given a safe space to do it or blame it on women or blame it on people. No, I'm not going to say that. Granted, we're not taught the best lessons as men regarding it. Because some people will be like, man up or yada, yada. Men have been conceptualized to be this stoic creature. It's not really supposed to show emotion, but it's supposed to understand it.
Absolutely.
And so I'm like,
but see, when a man has a companion, mm-hmm. like a woman,
right?
Even if you've never really been a guy to express your emotions,
mm-hmm.
the woman is gonna show you what emotion looks like,
right? And that's because most men are taught that you can't really be that emotional guy. I'm sorry. The world gonna beat you down. It's gonna beat you up. It's gonna drag you around. And it's true for most people. It's true for a lot of people, right? But because women are, I feel like women are given a place to express emotion, while men sometimes don't receive the same treatment. I'm gonna be honest, because I've known so many women that are called a man like sassy or feminine because he expresses emotion. I'm like, emotion isn't a feminine trait, love. It's a human trait.
100%.
So you can't call a man feminine or sassy or any of this because he expresses emotion. Because I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not, like I said, I'm not the most emotional person. But if I'm feeling some type of way, oh, I'm going to let you know. And you can call me sassy. You can call me feminine. You can drag my name through the dirt. Guess what? That don't mean nothing to me. I didn't come to you about your emotions. I came with mine. We can address whatever else when you bring yours to me. But how you feel about my emotions?
And see, watch this. Since we talking about emotion, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's real important that we learn mm-hmm. how to be others driven.
Talk to me.
To take ourselves out of certain situations, even if it's just for a second,
mm-hmm.
if you learn how to be others driven,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be blessed every day of your life because mm-hmm. now you are understanding that it's not just about you.
Right. You
have to be others driven because when certain people go through stuff, you might not have went through the same thing that they went through,
right.
But as they're explaining themselves to you, you can now take the attention off of yourself
mm-hmm.
and put it on them,
right.
to understand their intellect and what they're currently going through. Now you might not be able to give them, you know, total advice, but you right. can jump in there and give them your thoughts and your perspective.
You want to know?
You know what I'm saying?
One
you can
thing
do that.
I hate. And I keep saying hate. I don't generally hate anything, but I have a strong distaste for people that someone places their trust in you to come to you with their issue and you make it about yourself. Especially if the issue is regarding you. Like, it's been times where I've came to someone about something that they said or did that didn't really sit right with me. And they tried to be like, oh, it's because I've been through yada, yada, yada. I'm like, okay, I understand that. But I'm asking you and I'm communicating to you that I didn't like it. I don't need to know why you did it. I just need to know that you won't do it again. Or if you are going to do it again, I would ask that you at some level take into account or, you know, take my words with more than just a grain of salt to fall through your hand. I would ask that you, you know, let me know that, like, okay, I understand what you're feeling. Instead of being like, yeah, you may feel that way, but I feel this way. You didn't come to me with a problem, love. You did not express to me how you felt about something. I did, sweetheart.
Right. 100%. So, I would like for us to tell the listeners, they, where some places where we think or we believe that emotional stems from. Like, because a lot of times, like, the places where the emotion comes from is, like, things that we've experienced in our lifetime in the past, whether it's due to, like, childhood trauma, whether it's due to relationships, families, friends. But to really know the real place where the emotion comes from, you got to be honest with yourself. Like, you got to know, like...
Right.
Why am I always angry 10 times a day? That emotion got to come from
and
somewhere.
The thing about it is, right, emotion, more often than not, is the brain punishing itself for as a reaction to a stimulus from around you. So, you can be sad, yeah. But why? You can be mad. Why? You can be irritated. Why? Something caused you to get this way. No one ever feels just like, even happiness comes from somewhere. Happiness is a reaction to stimuli from anywhere. You can be happy because somebody made your day. You could be happy because, you know, you woke up this morning. Something caused your happiness. Something caused your pain. Right. That good or bad emotion comes from somewhere. And I keep saying hate.
You can say it, man. One thing we don't do on this show is...
We don't sugarcoat it, yeah.
We don't. Like, nothing is off the table. Right. However you feel. Like, yes, we're talking to the teens.
Right.
Because these are real things that you guys go through within this generation.
Right.
But analytically speaking...
Mm-hmm.
18 to 40 is the age range of people who tap into this show. So we not just helping teens right now.
Right.
We helping everybody, man.
We speak to the people, right? And the thing about it is, one thing I don't like is when somebody be like, "Oh, I'm sad for no reason." There's a reason. You may not understand it yet.
You might not be able to grasp the real reason why that is in that moment, but there's always going
to
be a reason.
Right, because once you get to breaking it down, I would like to think I'm that dependable friend, because I've all my life people have come to me with issues that they had, which, like, I leave an open platform. Like, I leave the space open to anyone to come to me about anything that is wrong with them or that they just need to get off their chest, whether they want somebody to listen to them or they need an opinion or they need anything. I leave the space open. But I really detest when someone will come to me and be like, I don't like myself, or I'm sad for no reason, or I'm upset for no reason. There's a reason. Like, okay, you don't like yourself. Wow, what don't you like about yourself? And then once you start breaking it down, you got to be like, okay, these are the traits that you don't like. You can fix those. No one can fix you but you. I can help you try to get through this. I can't get up and move your feet for you.
That
I can't
Jesus.
Make you. I can't make you do nothing.
That in Jesus though, like,
right. But even with that, God gave us freedom of choice.
Yeah,
He can try to lead you.
He gave us power to do what we need to do.
He can show you the direction, but he won't move your feet for you.
Yeah.
That's why when people be like, "Oh, God gonna fight my battles for me." No, he'll fight them with you.
Yeah.
Because God is all powerful.
But he's always gonna do what we can't.
Right. He'll do what you can't. But what you can, he'll leave you to do. Whether you choose to do it or not is up to you, because he gives us the choice.
He does. Agreed. So I think places where emotions come from, like do we really know the places where the emotions come from? Like, a lot of times emotions can come from a lot of different places, but I'm gonna say at least one. I believe that emotions come from any place of past experience,
right?
any place of past experience, whether it's good or bad, that is the starting point to where your emotions stem from, because whatever place you in and whatever area you in your life, there's a particular emotion or something that took place in that place that allowed you to be emotional for whatever reason.
Right.
So that's what I want to say to that particular question. I want to say that emotions come from places of past experiences or past situations, whether it's good or bad, because you're going to have different emotions in different spaces.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why you always reacting is stemming from that place.
I think emotion, and this is kind of connected to what you're saying, emotion comes from who you are as a person. So even if I don't, you know, experience something in my past before, or if I'm just experiencing something from the first time, if I like it or don't like it is based off my interest and who I am as a person, my character. So, you know, this is going to take it to sort of a dark place, but it's like, it is what it is. So,
yeah, the whole thing with like, welcome to the show.
Right, like, sometime back in the day, right, with slavery. Mm-hmm. Slavery is who they were. Like, slaves obviously didn't like it because they were kings and queens and they were free. You can't take a free person, put them in a cage and expect them to like it. No matter how glamorous it looks sometimes. Because some of the house slaves, they would get better treatment than the ones in the field. And that's how they bought their loyalty at times. Because then there would be some slaves that's like, they were raised in the house, so they don't understand how it's just. So they master get something new. Oh yeah, we got a nice house, master. We, you know, we just got this, we just got that. No. Who you are, right, is a slave, but you might not understand that because of the glorious or the glorified life you had. But nonetheless, that still don't make it a good thing, because the house slave don't think the same as the field slave. Field slave got scars on their back, scars on their face. House slave may have only ever received like one beating, and it might not even been a widow. It might just be like some physical abuse at one point because they messed up. Okay, I don't like that because master's always treated me nice. It's who I am to try to please them. But the field slave don't care. Like they want their freedom. They got that hunger for freedom. They want a taste of what the house slave has, even without the shackles.
So here's what where I want to go with this, right? Before we take the next commercial break, right?
Right.
Reality is sitting in on the show today. Reality is setting in on the show today. Once again, reality is what is taking place in real time. This is not pre-rehearsed. This is not pre-recorded. This is real time, real life happening right now in the present time. Your future is right now. So the decisions that you make or are in the process of making is going to determine what it's going to look like for you. So are your emotions real? Are all of your emotions real?
Okay.
I'm gonna just put a question mark right there.
This is an interesting question, because reality never changes.
Right.
But your emotions do. Because if you notice, sometimes in the moment you might not like something, and then later on you'll be like, you know what? It might not even have been that serious. I shouldn't have felt like this. The way I felt was an overreaction given the situation. Right? Reality is something happened that upset you. Emotionally, it might not have been something big enough to upset you. Or it might have upset you in the moment, but then you realize later, you know what? I don't even care. But that's because emotion changes every second of every day. You can be happy right now, sad the next, mad the next, joyful the next, gleeful, whatever, however you want to put it, however you want to chop it up. You can wrap emotion up with a bow and give it to someone. But guess what? That emotion that you gave, they're going to change.
Yeah. Reality, the reason why I asked that, Zay, is because a lot of times some people's emotions may be real in that moment.
But then it's like,
and then sometimes it could be like, oh, they playing games. Right. Their emotions ain't really real. Like, right. they'll paint this picture on the canvas of their imagination,
mm-hmm.
and make it real life to them so they can present it to somebody else.
Right. It's like manufacturing.
As it being real life. And it's like you get up and you do all these different things in front of people, or not even in front of people. Just it could really just be the people that you hang around every day.
Right.
Like, and you making, or you have a way of persuading the people that you around every day,
mm-hmm.
that whatever emotion you have was real, but in actuality, that ain't really what you was going through for real.
You just
made that whole story up to make the people around you believe that it was real when it wasn't. So that's why I asked.
The thing about it is the emotions might not be real to the person that's telling the story, but it's real to the people that they tell it to.
Say that again for the people in the back.
Right, like the emotion may not be real for the person that's telling the story, but it's real to the people that tell it. So when it comes to saying if reality or emotion is real or not, manufacturing an emotion isn't always a bad thing, because that's how you get movies and music. They pour an emotion into the song, but it's how they want you to feel about it.
Right.
Like sad songs, the person may not have even been sad. The person may have never had their heart broken in their life. But if they can project the feeling of sadness into the words that they say to you, oh, they got you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got that. You got that feeling now. That's what's important.
Right.
So in reality,
important to how you channel it, how you deal with it too, right. Because you could be listening to a sad song, and like you said, not even be sad, but you listening to the song, and you like the song. Now all of a sudden when the song over, you sad about something that you ain't even know you was really sad about, or you done thought about something that happened last week. So now you listening to a sad song and now you sad. But before you listened to the song,
You wasn't sad at all.
So now it's like, you know what I'm saying? But then if you not careful, you'll stay in that place. Cause it's like now I'm reminiscing on what happened last week when I was just 100% when I walked in.
Right,
you feel
like
what
I can
I'm
be
saying?
Happy in the moment. Remember something from last week that happened. Be sad. That doesn't make the emotions any less real. It's just there was something outside of myself that affected me in this way.
Yeah, true, man. How you feel? Is that you feel good?
I feel better now.
Oh, you feel better now?
Because remember, I've been gone for a little minute.
I'm happy that you feel better, Zay. I'm happy that you feel better. You are alive and well. You are blessed. You know, like I said, I love your perspective on the show. I think we helping. When I drop this joint, I think a lot of people going to listen to this. Like, people that really understand this topic are the ones that's gonna really tap in,
right?
Because
we come prepared, not scared. We come because if we don't come up here and give honesty and speak without bias, what are you doing? Why are you on the mic?
Yeah.
Huh?
So of course y'all know, man, it's your favorite host, Jazz, and I gotta take another commercial break, and I got one more topic for y'all, and then we gonna jump to the takeaways and we're gonna close the show out. Once again, thank y'all for tuning in to the Teen Crew podcast show, and we gonna see y'all in a minute. All right, peace.
Dream.
RT, the number 4. Success right now. Yes. I feel good, Tay. Welcome to the show. Oh, yep. Thank y'all. Y'all know we come off mute to have a good time. We having a good time. We about to come back, man. I like this vibe. Yep. What you say? Let's go. What? How y'all feeling today? What you say? There you go. You ready to come back, Zay? You sure? Sure, Zay? Are you sure, Zay? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. What? Oh, y'all know I be having too much fun in here. Welcome back to the Teen Crew Podcast Show, Zay. What it do?
What's up?
Oh, man, I feel good.
Yeah.
This show got deep, Zay. If you can see the number that I'm looking at on this screen right now while we recording, it's getting good, man. It's getting good. So, I got one more for you, Zay.
Right, talk to me, man.
What are some things that you do to direct your emotions?
Well, me, right? I've always needed a more creative outlet. And because a lot of unhealthy things come when people don't know how to channel their emotions. So me,
correct.
I've taken to the art of like writing music or writing poetry or drawing or something. I've done all of those things. The thing that works most for me is writing poetry, though, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just thought about something. Maybe on the next show, the next show that we will be recording is the topic is balancing stress.
Right.
So if you are here the next time we record, Zay, since you said that one of your outlets is writing poetry, I would like for you to spit some poetry live on the show, Zay.
Right.
I think the listeners would enjoy that. That's something different. And I think everybody who's been tuning into the show thus far, I have been paying attention. But what I'm going to start doing is posting like little clips, little lives and stuff, little conversations and whatever, and the stuff that we do, so we can really help people, man.
Right.
I've created this show for teens to have a voice.
Right.
This show is specifically for y'all, for y'all to tell it y'all way.
Yeah.
Y'all perspective, y'all swag, y'all mindset, y'all viewpoint, y'all perspectives, y'all experiences, because people think because you're 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 years old, that you haven't gone through anything,
right,
or you haven't experienced enough.
They be like, you too young, you don't know enough about life. I'm like, oh, it really...
Yeah, or you too young to really express what you feel. That's why I say nothing's off limits on my show, man.
Especially like if the teens or the kids live in like rough neighborhoods, some parents be like, you've never been through anything. And I just look at them and be like, how many times have you been shot at?
Say that again. I'm sorry, my bad. I wasn't paying attention.
No, because with people that like kids that live in rough neighborhoods, sometimes like they'll go through life and older people will be like, oh, you've never been through anything, you too young, you don't know nothing about life. Sometimes you gotta look at them like, how many of your friends have passed away from being killed by someone else? How many times have you been shot at or had your physical safety threatened? How many times have you mentally been abused by people that are older than you or whatever? Like, sometimes going through life isn't even about physical pain. Mental pain is still a thing. Mental health is still important.
Very true. And then we got to know how to, like, when it's nothing else, right, like, really, when it's nothing else, you got to tap into your spiritual side. Like, when it's nothing else, that is what will give you the maximum strength possible, because the second that you think you can't, that's when that spiritual gonna get on that natural, man, and right. it's gonna get live.
Mm-hmm.
So, cause it's like when you get to the point where you just was like, yeah, this ain't gonna work. Soon as you get to the this ain't gonna work
mm-hmm.
part, something always happened for something to work.
I feel like we shouldn't let it get to that point, cause at that point, religion or spirituality might be the last thing you have to hold on to, right? And sometimes, most people often mistake religion for like a quick and easy solution, but sometimes religion can let you down.
See, it's not about religion though. It's about relationship.
Yeah, but
you know what I'm saying? Cause religion, it ain't nothing but you doing what you was taught, like from generation, you know, traditional and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You only doing that because somebody was like, yeah.
Somebody told you.
That's what you supposed to do right there. Hey, you right. Hey, I'm talking to you. But that's what you supposed to be doing right now.
But some people develop.
It's like, it's not even about that because mm-hmm. God is not impressed by religion. He wants a relationship.
Right. Some people think, okay, I'm going to go try this and I should see results. But no. Like, I'm pretty sure everyone has heard the saying, God gives his toughest battles to his strongest soldiers. So God may lead you to a disappointment that you need in order to become the person that you need to be.
Yeah.
So not all the time is it going to be sunshine and rainbows. Not all the time you go and develop that spiritual relationship with God that he's going to give you everything you want. No, he gives you what you need. And sometimes what you need ain't going to be what you like.
Yeah. You ain't gotta like it.
But you gotta do it.
In most cases, you probably ain't gonna like it. At least 95% of the time. Back up from the mic a little bit. At least 95% of the time, you probably not gonna like it.
Right.
But just because you don't like it doesn't mean that it don't need to be done.
Right. And the thing about it is, right, as we know, I haven't been here for a while. They don't know. But I've been in the hospital. My lung collapsed, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't like the idea of surgery or staying in the hospital, but I needed to be there.
And guess what your lung allows you to do? Like, your lung allows you to breathe and speak.
It allows you to be here.
And be here and have oxygen flowing through your body.
Right.
But the lung is also a part of your mouthpiece. So now that you was in the hospital because your lung collapsed, but then now it's like, you have a voice.
Right.
So God didn't take your voice away. He just allowed you to maneuver through a situation that you didn't know was coming.
Because I don't think many people get it, right? Think about something being wrong with your lungs that I experienced was people would try to talk to me or they'll come visit me. And they'll like want to talk to me, want to know, like, am I okay? Ask me 37 times a minute, am I okay? That takes a lot of breath.
Yeah.
Like, even now, as we're talking, you can hear the breath that we're exhaling. That takes a lot. It takes a lot more breath to breathe when you only have one lung. You'll understand how taxing it is to talk when something is impeding your ability to do it.
Right.
So, something's wrong with your voice box, cute. You know, you don't understand how valuable that is until you don't have it.
Absolutely.
Something becomes wrong with your lung. A lot more than just you know, your lung is impeded during this process.
Yeah. So what I would like to say, please don't let the door slam. Please don't let the door slam. People are paying attention in the studio today.
Right.
Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show, everybody. But what I would like to say is, what are some things that you do to direct your emotions? For me, oh man, the number one answer that I will always and forever give a person whenever I'm going through anything emotionally good and bad,
right.
I gotta take it to the music. I have to. I have to take it to creating beats. So I have to take it to just playing on my drum pad, playing some tracks over my drum pad, playing on the keyboard. I have to take it to that. Like, nothing music, else.
Right, but that's because music speaks to you without using words sometimes.
It's a universal language.
Right, but even if you just listen to a beat, right, you can tell the different kinds of beats. You can tell if it's meant for R&B song, trap song, hype song, like love song. Like, music is such a versatile instrument when it comes to emotion, because you can say absolutely nothing and understand what the person was thinking,
right,
behind making that beat or making. So I think music is a great thing when it comes to emotion, because it allows you to not feel so alone within that, because somewhere out there, there's a song that captures how you feel. And even if the song doesn't, the words don't, the beat does.
Yeah. Yeah. I always think, but I mean, I may be a little biased for this, but because I'm a musician, I always think that drums or any kind of percussion instrument just sets the tone for every other instrument. But then too, I think for me, like, when I really get to a place where I'm like, all right, I just need to release some energy, is like, and I go pick up my drumsticks, it's like, and I'll just go play for like 2 hours. I think the most time that I've played in a day probably was like 3 hours. But
you had something on your heart that day.
At minimum, it would be an hour and a half.
Right.
At max, it's like 3 hours. But however I feel, it's like, whatever I needed to say, whatever emotion I needed to release, whatever energy I needed to release, whether it's good or bad, once I drop them sticks, I'm good.
Because sometimes you sit down for your creative outlet and you're like, this isn't enough for me to be doing this. Because sometimes I'll sit down to write poetry and I'll try to get the emotion out, but I'm stuck. Or it's not even that I'm stuck, it's just like the emotion isn't strong enough for the words to flow from my hand.
Yeah. And that's okay, because a lot of times, like I said, you have to reassess and reevaluate situations.
An outlet is a perspective. It helps you put your life into perspective.
And I said this. Well, no, that's a lie. I'm not even about to lie to y'all, because you know how you can hear yourself lie. I was about to lie. I did not say this earlier.
Right.
I wrote this earlier. I said sometimes you have to unplug, regroup, and execute.
Say it again for the people in the back. Say it again.
Sometimes you have to unplug.
Right.
Regroup and execute. And I'm at that space right now,
right,
where that's what's happening, but I'm not complaining,
because
I have a plan. And I always say this, you can always alternate your plan,
right,
but as long as you have one, you can't lose.
Right. The reality is you need one. People,
you need a plan. Who's that?
Reality is, no matter what you plan to do, you need a plan. People will be like, they go with the flow. Cool, but that is the plan.
Yeah, like, you can go with the flow. There's nothing wrong with going with the flow. You could be spontaneous sometimes, but that's still in your...
Right. The
your choice.
No matter what, something's going to affect you. But the plan is to just go with it. That is lit. Even if someone be like, oh, I won't make up a plan, I'll just go with the flow. Going with the flow is the plan. Like, you don't just wake up one day and just all of a sudden not care. No, that's not what going with the flow is. Going with the flow is just you get up and one day it's like, okay, whatever happens today, I'll react a certain way and just see how it goes.
Right.
That is the plan. It's not just that you don't have no plan. No, going with the flow is the plan.
Right. So, I think we dropped a lot of gems, and we touched some feelings today.
People got hurt by today's conversation.
We got some. We done let some people sit down on the couch and kick their feet up.
They got their popcorn
on the show today, man. So, what I would like for us to do before we close is give the audience a takeaway of something that you would like. What do you think? What would you like to tell the audience as a takeaway on today's show? What you got?
Okay. One thing that I want y'all to take away is your emotional reality and your general reality exist in the same space, but they don't need to give you the same reaction. So your emotional reality may be that you're upset, but your general reality doesn't mean you have to show that. It doesn't mean you have to make other people upset. It does not mean you have to go off or, you know, hurt somebody or try to get even or make someone else feel how you feel. You may want to do that because your emotions are, your feelings are hurt. Mm-hmm. But the general reality is other people aren't responsible for your emotions. You are. You choose how you react based on your emotions. Don't ever think that someone is entitled or obligated to receive your time or that they're obligated to cater to your feelings, because you will be, end up disappointed every time.
No, and then I think too, to that point about time, Zay, is that when you are able to share a space or a place with a person, mm-hmm. and time is given, mm-hmm. time is the most important thing that you can ever give a person, because once it's gone, there's no getting it back. So it's not about how much money you can give me. It's not about what you can go out here and do. It's about being available, right. and being present and spending time, because those are the things that people are gonna remember once the time has passed. So it's like, be mindful of that. One thing I want to tell the audience for a takeaway on today's show is, you know, don't forget to do daily self-checks. Like, don't forget to do daily reality checks with yourself. Don't be trying to pass it on to everybody else. Do daily reality checks with yourself. What is real to you? Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like daily reality checks though. Like, because sometimes we don't like to tell the truth to ourselves. You be like, man.
And sometimes it requires multiple a day.
You know what I'm saying? You be like, man, I don't really feel like doing that. Or this is the reason why I didn't do that. Is that really the reason? Or right. you just trying to make yourself feel better in the situation? Right. Is that really the reason? Like, let's not sugarcoat it. Let's call it what it is, right. and let's give it a proper answer. It doesn't matter where you are in life, because the decision that you make is the decision that you make. You gonna have to live with that. But it's how you go about doing what you're doing that's gonna make it effective.
And the thing about it is, right, there's a difference between excuses and reasons. Reasons are literally just, I didn't do something, here's why. Like, the reason you didn't do something is because you didn't feel like it. The excuse can be, okay, they said something that threw off my mood, so then I didn't do it. No, it's not that they threw off your mood, because your mood don't have nothing to do with your hands and feet. The reason you didn't do it is because you didn't want to. Because no matter what, if you really want to do something, no matter how you feeling, you gonna get it done.
You gonna do it. Yeah, man. You gonna, right. So, and it's like we make the decision to do those things. So right. whatever decision is being made, you gotta know that the reason why it's happening, mm-hmm. is because you made it. That's the decision that you just made. So right. that's why that's happening. Right. Whether it's good or bad. So I just feel like when you honest, man, with yourself, and you know what it is, then you know how to maneuver with your own self.
Right. Like, the reason that, the situation, the reason I did something was because I was upset. The excuse is, I was upset because you did something. No, that's not the reason you did what you did. The reason you did what you did is because you were upset. No matter what the reason, you did what you did because you were upset. The excuse is trying to put it on something else. Talk about, I was upset because you did this, so that caused me to do this. There's, like I said, I do believe in every action having a reaction. But don't blame the reason you did something physically on how you were feeling emotionally. Those don't correlate every day. Those don't exist within the same plane all the time. They don't need to.
But it does happen. Let's acknowledge that it does
happen. It does happen, but that's not always a good thing. You could be happy, so, you know, you go and do something. Granted, you maybe shouldn't have done that thing, but you can be happy and do it. That'll be the reason. The reason was because you were happy. The reason you're happy isn't to blame.
I agree.
Right.
Hey, Zay, this been a good show.
Yeah, I'm glad I came back.
I don't think I got nothing else for this one, man. This might be one of the first 2024 episodes that might be my favorite show, man. Reality check versus emotions check. Because all right, here's the thing about that, man. Like I said in the beginning of the show, like when you hear the saying perception is reality, perception is what people think. Mm-hmm. Perception only becomes reality when reality to what they thinking about is actually happening.
Put into place.
If it's not happening, then it don't exist.
Right.
So it's not reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
So thank y'all, man, for tuning in to the T Crew Podcast Show. It is your favorite host, Jazz from the CR Division. Once again, this show is brought to you by the Youth Development Team. And I've been playing Chris Breezy all show, so it's only right that I close out with him, man. And Zay, you got anything else?
Nah, just remember to take care of yourselves, both mentally and physically. As someone that just went through something, physical you're going through will always lead to something mental you're going through. But you gotta take care of yourself. You have to still do it. Because if something makes you sad and you stop taking yourself care of yourself physically, you're just digging yourself deep into the hole. Cause now you sick, you sad, you upset, you sad cause you're sick, but then you were sad already, so that is building on. So take care of yourself. Make sure that no matter what, you actively sitting down and be like, okay, I'm not okay. But it's okay that I'm not okay. How do I become okay?
Copy that. So I'm gonna play this instrumental. We're gonna close out the show and we're gonna see y'all at the next joint, man. Thank y'all for tuning in to the T Crew Podcast Show. We gonna see y'all at the next show. All right, peace.